This week's opening of a new museum in Alabama has several Massachusetts connections. The Legacy Museum, which includes a memorial called the National Memorial for Peace and Justice, opened in Montgomery, Alabama yesterday to highlight the country's history of racism. The exhibit documents the lynchings of more than 4,000 African Americans between 1877 and 1950. The Alabama-based Equal Justice Initiative created and organized the museum and memorial. Brian Stevenson is the initiative's executive director. He's also a civil rights lawyer, and he joins us to talk more about this. Thanks very much for being with us, Mr. Stevenson.
I'm delighted to be with you.
So tell us about the intent behind this project.
Well, we've done a terrible job in this country of acknowledging our history of racial inequality. We have never really talked about the legacy of slavery. I think that the true evil of American slavery wasn't involuntary servitude and forced labor. I really think it was this myth we created that black people aren't fully human. They're not evolved. They're not like white people. We don't really talk about slavery or lynching or segregation in America. And so I think we have a lot of work to do in this country. In communities like Boston, in communities like Montgomery, in communities on the West Coast, you know, to free ourselves from the shadow that has been created by this long history of racial inequality.
How would you describe the Massachusetts connection to the history of racial violence?
Well, one of the things you'll find if you come into our museum is actually a poster that was in Boston in the mid-19th century warning free black people who had escaped on the Underground Railroad, who had found their way to the Northeast as free people, warning them that there were people in Boston who would put on police uniforms, pretending to be police officers, and what they were really doing were catching free black people so that they could trade them back into the slave trade. We talk a lot in this country about the transatlantic slave trade, but by the 19th century, it was the domestic slave trade that actually populated the American South. So even in Boston and in Massachusetts, you were not secure. The sense that you could be re-enslaved was something that people of color had to worry about on a regular basis.
There's also, I'm told, an interactive display at the museum about how racial violence shaped the demographics of the country, Massachusetts in particular. Can you explain?
We spent 6 years researching lynchings throughout the South. We went into communities and got archival information, black newspapers, and we were able to document 800 more lynchings than had previously been documented. And what most people don't appreciate is this horrific era, black people were terrorized, and they fled. During the first half of the 20th century, nearly 6 million black people fled the American South, and the black people that went to Boston, that went to Cleveland, that went to Chicago and Detroit and Los Angeles and Oakland, largely did not go to those communities as immigrants. They went to those communities as refugees and exiles. You know, Roxbury and parts of Boston that have these black enclaves, they were a consequence of this exodus into the Northeast.
Where are we, do you think, right now in terms of the narrative of racial difference?
Well, I think that one of the reasons we have the highest rate of incarceration in the world has a lot to do with this legacy. One in three black male babies born in this country is expected to go to jail or prison during his lifetime. That's not seen as a crisis. There is a presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. I spent time in Boston as a law student. I remember walking and being just confronted by a group of young men who, you know, expressed a lot of racial slurs and taunts and actually even threw things at me. And I just didn't imagine that could be possible in Boston, but it's possible anywhere.
All right. Brian Stevenson is a civil rights lawyer and executive director of the Equal Justice Initiative. He's been talking with us about the opening this week of the Legacy Museum and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Montgomery, Alabama. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.